There are many situations where you can use positive support strategies and other techniques as an alternative to a restraint. But what happens if you do need to use an emergency use of manual restraint? If an emergency use of manual restraint is implemented, you must immediately release the restraint when the risk of physical harm is no longer present. Keep in mind a person may still be upset, and being in a restraint is upsetting. They may be mad, but no longer in danger of physically harming themselves or other people. You need to know the person well enough to know when it is that they are beginning to show signs of calming. You can tell if someone is calming or beginning to calm.
If the amount of resistance to the manual restraint is reducing, it is very exhausting to continue to fight or resist the manual restraint. If their body is less tense, they may not be completely relaxed because being in a restraint is stressful. If they say they are ready to be released, or if their voice and words indicate they are calming down, note that not all people use verbal communication, and that for those individuals, you will need to understand how they communicate their calm.
Remember, a person may still sound upset or seem frustrated because being in a restraint is an uncomfortable and scary situation. Release of the manual restraint should be tried if there is any indication the restraint is no longer needed to ensure the safety of the person or others.